Hey man, say man, it's your girl, it's Yaya man, and you back with a new podcast, period. Alright, so it's day 8 of 2020, and happy new year. Should have said this on the first, but I was a little lazy, but it is what it is, do what it do. Happy new year, you guys. 2020. Ain't no flying cars, which would be nice, but hey, they haven't made those yet. We're gonna wait on it. I just want to talk about the year, like what I'm planning for the year. So this year will be my anniversary for my podcast, January 21st. Also, it's my 22nd birthday. Will be my first year of my podcast. Also, this year, plan on starting a YouTube channel. So, yeah, we're gonna see how that goes. Yeah. What else? I plan on getting my first internship this year, possibly over the summer, but we're gonna see how that goes as well. You know what? I already got it. Because 2020, whole 2020, we speaking positivity. So, I already got that internship. It's 2020. I just feel like every new year is just new blank pages, and you are the author of your year. So how you want your year to go, what pages you want to add to your story, you're the author of that. So how I want my year to go is how I want it to go. But also, I know I got to add God in that equation, because my plans will always go as planned, because it ain't my plans, it's His plans. You know what I'm saying? So, But also, you know, gotta plan a little of it out. You know what I'm saying? You can't just be going in that joint blindfolded. You dig? So, So, I just feel like with this new year, it's just better, bigger and better things. That's what we should be striving for. That's what we should be going for. We shouldn't be settling for less than what we know we aren't. You know your worth. You know your value. Stick to your guns. Don't let nobody tell you that your standards are too high, because ain't no such thing. If you got high standards, so be it. Don't let nobody stoop you down to a level that you're not on. Know your worth, know your value, keep that. I feel like I was in a season of I knew my worth, I knew my value, I knew my standards, but I let somebody stoop me down to their standards and their level of what I knew wasn't right for me, but I did it anyway. So I won't ever feel that, or will I ever stoop down to a standard where I know I'm better than, you know what I'm saying? Not saying I'm bougie or better than anybody, but you just know who you are and what you shouldn't be stooping yourself down to. Dig? So know that. Also this year I'm turning 22, like I said. So I'm getting old, but it's okay. I think when I hit 25 is when I'm really just old. And I don't know if I'm going to be doing podcasts when I'm 25, but if I have time, because hopefully I'll be in my career, you know what I'm saying? But if I do, I'll probably change my podcast to something else. I don't know. But just stay focused. I know you hear that all the time. Y'all hear that all the time. Stay focused. Stay focused in what you know your purpose is. Or do you know your purpose? You know, I ask that all the time, like in different podcasts. I've always asked and said, y'all, do y'all know y'all purpose? And not everybody knows their purpose, but you're supposed to seek God to be like, hey God, what's my purpose? Of course it's not gonna be like, you know, just boom, here's your purpose, you know, you'll find it. But ask God, seek God on that, you know what I'm saying? Because if you're doing something unpurposeful or non-meaningful, that's not a life to live. I want to live a purposeful life. I don't know about y'all, but I do. You dig? Live a purposeful life, guys. Live a purposeful life. Like, just live. Live a purposeful life. And a life that's not lived purposeful is a non-meaningful life. Like I just said, live it. Live it, live it, live it. You dig? You dig, you dig. I don't know why I keep saying you dig. I think it's a part of my vocabulary this year. I don't know why. But yeah. But I just feel like this year, I'm coming stronger than I did before. Like, you can't tell me nothing in 2020. You can't tell me who I am or what I am, because I know who I am. I know what I am, and I know what I'm finna do. And that's on period. And this, somebody, I saw this on somebody's post. They said this is the year of congratulations. And I'm going to congratulate my enemies too, because you know what? They need congratulating too, because they mad for no reason. They bitter, upset at you for no reason. So congratulations to my enemies. I congratulate you on your future successes or whatever, because that's just me. And I plan on doing better, not because somebody's making me, but because I know my value. I know my worth. I deserve it. You deserve it. Never let yourself slip again. Refuse to let someone or yourself lose focus of your purpose. And I feel like I was so used to that settling for what I wanted and not what God told me to wait on. And I knew better. I knew better, y'all. A lot of the heartbreak that I went through last year could have been avoided if I would have just prayed that situation out, or if I would have just reflected and be like, ah, nah, it ain't it, chief. But things you go through help you mold and grow, and you learn, and you do better. You don't go back. You do not. Don't go back to that. Leave that where that's at. That foo-foo lame. I ain't with it. Girl, ta-ta-ta-ta. Yeah, leave that where it's at. Like, don't go back to that. Don't. We not rekindling no old news from last year. Like, that's on period. Like, don't do that to yourself. I ain't doing that to myself, so don't do that to yourself. We moving forward. We moving on. Onward. And what's that little movie, Meet the Robinsons? Keep moving forward. That was on the song, because that's a revelation. Keep moving forward. Like, just move on, move forward, dream bigger, add more visions to your vision, and that's the only period. And again, happy new year, and I'll catch y'all in the next podcast, because I'm going to be back, and that's on period.